Three U.S. soldiers have been charged in the killings of three Iraqi prisoners last month near the volatile town of Balad. The Pentagon said the soldiers faced charges including murder, attempted murder, conspiracy, communicating a threat, and obstructing justice. NPR's Tom Bowman joins us from the Pentagon. And Tom, what do we know about the three soldiers?
Well, they released the names today, Robert, and the soldiers are Private Corey Claggett, Corporal William Hunsaker, and Staff Sergeant Raymond Giroux. They're all with the 3rd Brigade Combat Team of the 101st Airborne Division. And the charging documents say the soldiers shot three Iraqi detainees, and this occurred at Balad, which is, of course, north of Baghdad, at the Muthana Chemical Complex on May 9th. Now, a defense official told me a little while ago that the soldiers initially reported that the three Iraqis started to run away, and that's why they were shot. Now investigators say that was not the case. And the charging documents just released about an hour ago say the three soldiers allegedly threatened another soldier and told him not to talk to investigators. And the charges say they threatened to kill the soldier if he did indeed cooperate with investigators.
So it's those last items that would account for the charges, communicating a threat and obstructing justice, I assume.
That's exactly right, as well as conspiracy.
You say these were Iraqi detainees. Do we know anything at all about the men who were killed?
We know nothing about them. They did not release their names. They said their names were unknown. And again, all we know is it took place at this chemical complex in Balad, but that's really all the information we have at this point.
Tom, what's the next step in the investigation?
Well, all three soldiers charged are now in pretrial confinement in Kuwait. And the next step will be, it's called an Article 32 hearing. We don't have a time when that will start. It'll probably be fairly soon. And it's essentially the military's equivalent of a grand jury. And that hearing will determine if there's enough evidence to go forward with a courts-martial.
Now, this case involves the Army. But it's the Marine Corps that has the highest profile incidents wearing it now. What's the latest in those investigations?
Well, there are two investigations involving the Marines, and both are ongoing. One involves an incident at Haditha, which is a city northwest of Baghdad, in which 24 civilians were allegedly killed by Marine gunfire last November. That investigation is being worked, and defense lawyers say they've been told by government officials that murder charges are likely, but we're a number of weeks away from that investigation wrapping up. And the other incident involves Hamdaniya, which is a city just west of Baghdad. And that involves an incident that took place in April in which a Marine squad allegedly killed an Iraqi man, pulled him out of his house, shot him, and then doctored the scene to make it look like he was an insurgent. They left a AK-47 in a shovel to make it look like he was an insurgent. That's the allegations, and that's what investigators have found so far. Now, all those Marines, there are seven Marines and a Navy medic, they are now in pretrial confinement at Camp Pendleton, California, and charges could be leveled in the next week or two.
I'm just curious, and briefly, when you ask people at the Department of Defense about all these various cases, do they say something along the lines of, look, it's war, or are they alarmed at how many such cases have come out of Iraq?
You know, they are alarmed. And we know, of course, a Marine Commandant, Mike Hagee, is flying around the world telling Marines that what makes them Marines are their discipline and that they don't shoot unarmed civilians and women and children. So they're very troubled by this. There's no question.
Thank you, Tom.
You bet.
It's NPR's Tom Bowman talking to us from the Pentagon.